White, Danvers, Massachusetts, December 12, 1890. Dear Willie, I came to this place from Lynn last Wednesday. Brother Fifield accompanied us to this place. I spoke Wednesday night to about 40 or 50. I was not expected to speak. There was a mistake made in the appointment. It was given out in the paper I would speak Thursday night. Well, I have spoken both evenings. The first night there was quite a number of outsiders and first-day Adventists in. Last night there were about 100 present, about one dozen first-day Adventists, and a number of outsiders were present. The Lord gave me much freedom in speaking upon the faith once delivered to the saints. I know I have a message for the people. They hear, they feel, and respond heartily to the word spoken. Oh, how I long to see every church a living, missionary, working church. I hardly know what to expect of you, as you make no mention of your plans. Sarah has not been in good health in all respects since she has been with me on this route. Her knee has been swollen and has been quite troublesome. She has had a diseased tooth, which I am thankful she had extracted yesterday. Then she stepped off of two steps thinking there was one, and wrenched her ankle. We neither slept much last night in consequence. She got up at midnight and fomented the painful foot. This morning she is having no pain, but dares not bear any weight upon it. She went to meeting with me, walking some little distance and back, and when she removed her shoe, there was no swelling but much pain. I feel grateful to the Lord that I am as well as I am. I write some every day. I am troubled with the coal stoves, but while it is mild weather, I manage to get air from opening the windows. But the gas will trouble me some, of course. I cannot do the writing I desire to do, being so broken up, changing from place to place, having all times of eating and all kinds of beds. But none of these things trouble me to keep me wakeful. Sarah and I sleep together, and I keep her awake sometimes, and she me. But we have nothing to complain of, except I cannot do much, broken up as I am on the life of Christ. My testimony is much of the time of the same order as at Brooklyn. The people need these talks just now in every church. The Lord is very gracious to me. His presence goes with me, and the power of His Holy Spirit makes me cheerful and joyful in God. So none need to worry about me. I am not worrying, for I do not get time to worry. I have not a word to say in regard to your work or where you should be. Let the Lord lead and guide you in His way, and if you follow His counsel, you will not go wrong. I would love to see the children and see you all in your new home, but we cannot live to please ourselves. I am thankful to have physical strength to give to the people the precious light that God has given me. Ease and comfort and convenience I do not expect. Everyone has their ideas, their ways which are not my ideas and my ways. But I fall into line and adapt myself to the situation and eat breakfast frequently at 9 o'clock, dinner at 3. But I have, with few exceptions, suffered nothing in this, for I was so engaged in writing, I was fully absorbed. I think that our visiting the churches at this time was opportune. I think some things were nipped in the bud that, if left to blossom, would have borne a strange kind of fruit. If you come to Washington, please to bring some things mentioned to Emma. I do not justly understand the arrangement of Philadelphia, that if Elder Robinson would be at the meeting, you and I would spend further time in New England. There are places enough to visit. Calls enough come in to keep me all summer. But I give no answer to those calls, for I know not what to say. One thing I wish could be done, that we could get Zelinsky another place to board. I do not insist on this, but it would be my preference. When I see you, I will talk with you in regard to some things which I have not time to fully express in this letter.
I have not regretted my purchasing a place in Petoskey. I look forward with great pleasure to my seeking this place of retirement to work during the summer months if I do not go to California. This spring, I want the trade closed up with Burleigh Salisbury as soon as possible. I owe him $250. It is just the situation I want and mean to keep if I can do so. I sometimes feel that I ought to attend one round of camp meetings. May the Lord direct. I do not want to be anywhere near Battle Creek when the General Conference convenes unless there are some solid conversions with the men in responsible positions. I am pained so, to the heart, with their works. I will now close. With much love to Ella and Mabel and Mary. Mother.